Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Hercules Tires, right on our strength. Now, with all the latest from NASCAR Touring Series, local and international racing, here are Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
The nine-night marathon that is New Smyrna Speed Weeks is in the books, and we'll have a full recap and hear from two of the drivers that walked away with checkered flags, and for one, a championship trophy. Welcome to NASCAR Coast to Coast for Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. Ricky and Hannah Newhouse back with you after 10 days on the beach. But Hannah, it wasn't necessarily about laying in the sun the whole time because it was nonstop action at New Smyrna Speedway. And you were very much a part of it. I believe you were out there just about every night.
Yeah, what a way to kick off the season. I mean, 9 nights of short track racing at one of the most famed short tracks close to Daytona International. So it was a great opportunity for people to bounce back and forth between the big track and the short track. But 9 nights. I can't emphasize that enough. It takes its tolls on not only the drivers, the crews, but also the fans that come out there. But it was a great show. A lot of drivers put on good hard racing, mainly 35-lap features each night with a couple exclusive 100-lappers for both the Tour Mods, Supers, and the Pro Late models. But needless to say, it kicked off the race season in a good way.
A lot of different divisions, as you mentioned. Let's start by talking about the Super Late models. They saw a great car count, several different winners over the 9 nights, Harrison Burton, Ty Majeski, Ryan Moore, just to name a few of the winners, but it was 23-year-old Pinellas Park, Florida native Stephen Nassi that claimed the title. He won on opening night, and Hannah stayed consistent the entire week. I believe he beat out Sam Mayer by just 1 point for the title.
Yes, he did. And Sam Mayer is actually someone that I want to talk about for a second. This kid is 14 years old, and this was like his second or third time behind the wheel of a super late model. And I didn't know that originally going into the week. And I watched this kid finish in the top three almost all week, battle with Stephen Nassi, who's been at the Derby, Ty Majeski, who's won countless numbers of races and is a big name among super late model racing. And this little 14-year-old climbs out and proved that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with this year and almost took home the championship down here at Speed Weeks. But he fell a little short behind Nassi. Nassi, I feel like, ultimately got him on experience when it came down to this 100-lap finale to choose the champion. But Mayer's going to actually be running late model stocks for Junior Motorsports in the Cars Tour this year. But I wouldn't be surprised if next year or even later in the year we see this kid taking home some trophies. Because he was extremely impressive down there.
Absolutely. Two drivers that were fun to watch, and we hope to hear from both Nassi and Mayer here in the coming weeks on the show. We're also going to hear from the Tour Type Modified champion Matt Hirschman coming up here in a little bit, but before we talk to Matt, Hannah, I know you haven't had a whole lot of experience with the Modifieds, being from Idaho, but a fantastic field this past week. 33 cars signed in on opening night, 25 taking the green flag every night. Just your thoughts on being able to watch 5 nights of the ground pounders at New Smyrna.
Standing in the infield watching those things is something else. And over the last couple weeks, even down at Speed Weeks, the 5 nights that they were racing, I got to know a lot of the drivers. Solomito was one of them, and he just had a rough week. He just couldn't win. He actually ended up with the flu at one point, too, so I felt for him. But Hirschman, I've gotten to know him a little bit through some of the big races that he's won. There's a reason they call him Big Money Matt Hirschman, and I learned that very quickly. It's because he shows up, and he shows up with the intentions to win. But it was awesome. They put on a great show every night, good, hard racing, and you and I might be vying out some weekends off here of you maybe going to a different short track while I go cover some modifieds, because they're winning me over race by race.
They're amazing vehicles, and they've definitely won my heart up here in the Northeast. Hopefully they win your heart down here or over here on the East Coast. Matt will be joining us here in a little bit to talk about the championship, and there are several race winners over the week. Patrick Emmerling and John McKennedy driving for Tommy Baldwin Racing. Richie Evans 100 won by Ryan Preece. We'll talk more about his up-and-down week in a little bit. Hirschman will join us though, in a little bit. But first, the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East, they opened their season the first weekend of racing at New Smyrna, which seems like forever ago now. And what a battle, Hannah, among two of the future stars of this sport and a couple of second generation and even for one, a third generation driver.
They put on a phenomenal show, and I know I've said that about a lot of the classes that were down there, but really it was great racing all throughout the week. They actually came down to almost a green-white checkered-style late race restart, and Todd Gilliland and Harrison Burton, man, they put the clip of that video on Twitter on NASCAR Home Tracks. If you guys haven't seen it, you can go check it out. It was incredible. They got responses from the Cup drivers, from track owners all across the country saying, this is what short track racing should look like. Coming down to the white flag, you see Burton and Gilliland essentially slide jobbing each other, but moving, they're bumping. They were the definition of great short track racing. And these kids are like 16 and 17 years old, racing each other extremely hard. I'm actually think one of them's 18 now, but, they were absolutely incredible, hard racing, but Gilliland just barely inched out Burton there for the end to take home that checkered flag and kick off the season with a win in the K&N East.
An incredible race. Todd Gilliland, the third-generation driver, picking up the race win, and he will join us next here on NASCAR Coast to Coast to discuss the New Smyrna 175 after the break.
So there's this major event about to happen in Southern California, and it's something you really have to see to believe. That's the Auto Club 400 race, the biggest single NASCAR event on the West Coast, and it's happening Sunday, March 18th at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, just a straight shot on the Metrolink. Hey, March 17th and 18th, do something different for a change. For tickets, visit AutoClubSpeedway.com or call 800-944-RACE.
A new season is right around the corner, and NASCAR Today takes you along for the ride.
It's off-season, that's for off the track, but not off the job.
Every weekday, we'll bring you the stars and stories driving NASCAR as we race toward the Daytona 500 February 18th.
We're focused in for sure on the Daytona 500.
Get set for the green flag on the 2018 season with NASCAR Today, right here every weekday.
I don't know how we could top it, other than doing it again and winning more races, right?
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast on MRN.com. Now, back to Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
Back here on NASCAR Coast to Coast, Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse joined for the first time this season by the first NASCAR K&N Pro Series East winner of 2018, Todd Gilliland. And man, he swapped the lead, as we were talking just prior to the break, with Harrison Burton several times over the closing laps of the race, including the final lap to score the win. Todd, welcome back to NASCAR Coast to Coast. It's a finish that has been talked about quite a bit at the big track in the days since the race. Kind of walk us through those closing laps from your seat and ultimately the move that got you the win.
Yeah, man, I was pretty excited, you know, to show up to Daytona the next few days with my dad and really see how much media attention it got. That was pretty special. And it was an amazing battle, you know, with Harrison Burton there, and my first race back with David Gilliland racing with Crosley. So, I couldn't really think of a better way to start off the season with some momentum, and just excited to get everyone in victory lane.
Now, one of the things that I want to ask about is I know you and Harrison, obviously close in age, you've raced each other for quite some time with late models, and also last year you guys battled it out for a championship title. What's it like battling with not only one of your friends, but you guys race each other really good, really hard, and really clean? Is it any different racing against someone like Harrison compared to someone that's not your friend?
Not really. I think it's even better to race against Harrison because I feel like we respect each other. And, like you said, we're kind of friends. We're on the same age. We're in NASCAR Next together and stuff like that. We hang out. But on the racetrack, we want to beat each other just as much as anyone else, and I think that's something that's that really makes this relationship special. You know, that on the racetrack, we can race each other as hard as we can for the win and put on a good show.
Yeah, and a great show it was to kick off your 2018 season and for the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East as well. This was the first race of the year where we saw the laps extended from previous years, running 175 laps. Also the first race where we saw two competition cautions, I guess you could call them controlled cautions, where you could make a pit stop, or you could stay on the racetrack. How do you think that changed the look of this year's race compared to some of the events there in the past?
I think the new tire as well. I think that all added a new strategy to the race. I think the tire was a great addition. You didn't have to really ride as much. The tires didn't wear out as bad. So it made for much better racing throughout the whole race. And also 175 laps with two breaks, like you mentioned. I think almost the whole field came in under that first break, and Harrison stayed out on the racetrack. So we tried to figure that, and we didn't think we could make it on fuel. So, like I said, everyone came down on that first break and you know, got some fuel. We couldn't change tires, but you know, still a great opportunity to come in and make some adjustments. So definitely a little bit more strategy than years in the past, and you know, a little bit longer of a race, so it was a lot of fun.
Now, kicking this season off, you, I mean, brought home a win like that in great fashion. I saw your crew down on pit road and on the front stretch, and everyone was really, really excited. You guys recently combined forces with Crosley, as DGR Crosley, and are fielding a truck team. But it's going to be hard, I can only imagine, to not come back after a win like that and compete full-time in the K&N E-Series. And you guys announced recently that you're going to be running for KBM in the Camping World Truck Series after Martinsville. What's that transition like? They obviously made the transition with the K&N Pro Series tire to help someone like you move up. But what's the transition been like from a K&N car to a truck?
Yeah, I think in the years to come, I think it'll be even easier for young kids coming up through the K&N Pro Series to the Truck Series. I'd say that was one of the biggest things that caught me off guard was just the tire difference. You know, I think I struggled a little bit at first, you know, because the bias ply tires that we used to run on, you could get really loose, really sideways, and drive through it and make a lot of speed. Where in the Camping World Truck Series now, you know, you can't really do that. If you get too loose, that the cars can really snap around. So you got to be a little bit smarter. But yeah, I'm really excited for this year. I think the transition is going to be way better, and it was much better to work with my team, you know, Marcus Richmond and everyone, being able to be there for the K&N race. And like you said, everyone was super excited. Just a great way to start off.
And that leads me to my next question. You mentioned, Hannah mentioned the truck series here coming up in a couple of months where we'll see you in a KBM truck. Will that allow you to compete in many more NASCAR K&N races this season? Or is this pretty much a one and done for 2018?
Yeah, that's really our only planned K&N race this season. So, you know, it's kind of a good and bad way to go out. You know, I wish we could keep racing at this point, you know, but you got to keep the ultimate goal in mind. And that was just to get more experience working with my new team. And, you know, we did our jobs there. So, you know, just have a good attitude going into these next races, be a sponge, and learn as much as I can.
Now, bouncing back, learning as a sponge, I think you just said, is a big thing. You've got your dad, David, who's obviously not only been a part of your racing career as a team owner, as a crew chief. I know he's in your ear. I actually ran into your dad on pit road or walking to driver introductions prior to the 500, and I asked where you were at. And he said, oh, he's over at a driver appearance out in the fan zone. Is it strange like that now knowing that your dad was getting ready to go to the 500 introductions and you were at a driver appearance? Like, what has that family affair been like to have your dad there going into essentially the final days of his driving career and you're just starting yours?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually, you know, to have his experience on the radio. And, you know, I think some people think it's like if your family races, it's almost forced that you have to race. But you know, this is my passion. You know, I definitely wouldn't be doing it. And, you know, going out to Daytona, it's a lot of fun to meet new people. And, like you said, just really get my name out there more. So, it helps out a lot. And it was really cool to see him get back in the car, be really competitive and, in the number four pedigree truck with KBM at Daytona. You know, that was a lot of fun to see him get the pole and, you know, see that smile and stuff. So, it was a great weekend. And, yep, he's definitely a great teacher.
Talking with Todd Gilliland here on NASCAR Coast to Coast, winner of the new Smyrna 175, held off Cole Rouse, Harrison Burton, Derek Kraus, and Tyler Ankrum, the top five. You mentioned the big track at Daytona and your dad, who won the pole for the truck race, ran up front in both the Cup Series and the Daytona 500 and in the Truck Series on Friday night. Where were you able to watch from? I assume the appearances didn't trickle over into the races, and where were you able to cheer him on from?
I actually watched both races from the spotter stand, so kind of the best overall view. It's actually kind of crazy how much those spotters go through during the races, having to talk back and forth, and how much running around goes on. So it was cool to see that side of it and also get the best view of the racing and just try and learn about the runs and stuff, because my first super speedway race will be Talladega in the truck, and just kind of get thrown right into it. So like I said, just got to learn every aspect of it the best I can.
And I will admit, I don't know if you were able to listen to the MRN broadcast, considering you were on the spotter stand, but I did accidentally have you in that truck a couple of times up the back straightaway. You just see those colors and you think Todd Gilliland and not David Gilliland. So I apologize, but good to know you'll be in the truck here coming up full time in a couple of months' time. Look forward to seeing you at the Martinsville Speedway in a couple of months, Todd.
Yep, thank you. Look forward to driving it.
All right, Todd Gilliland joining us here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Coming up, we're going to switch gears, talk to the modified champion at New Smyrna Speedway, broke a four-year streak that Ryan Preece had going. Matt Hirschman will join us after the break.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
The new NASCAR season at the new ISM Raceway in Phoenix. Think it'll be loud? Nope, louder. Think it'll be wild? Nope, wilder. You think you've seen it all? We're just getting started. Join the NASCAR Nation in Phoenix for the Ticket Guardian 500 race weekend, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Find tickets from $30 now at ismraceway.com.
This is NASCAR Coast to Coast on MRN.com. Now, back to Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
The week at New Smyrna featured 5 nights worth of tour-type modified racing and saw the best car count since 1993. 4 winners in the first 4 nights, including Matt Hirschman, who won the John Blue at the Third Memorial and ultimately went on to win the week-long championship. Matt joins us now on the guest line. Matt, welcome back to NASCAR Coast to Coast, and congratulations on what was a very successful and eventful week for your team down in South Florida.
Yeah, thank you. It sure was. It was nice to finish with something we've never done before, and that's winning the Speed Weeks Championship, something we've tried probably about a handful of times, and this is the first time we've been able to achieve that.
Now, one of the things, I got the chance to catch up with you down on the front stretch. Obviously, an emotional win for you guys. You guys have captured the Evans Memorial race win, but you have yet to capture the John Blue at the Third Memorial. And you talked to me about the fact that he was a racer that was taken too young, and this would have been the time that you felt you would have been competing with him for race wins. Talk to me about what it was like to finally end up in victory lane, capturing that win.
Yeah, anytime you have a race that's honoring somebody, it's always extra special to win that. And as far as going to Speed Weeks, the three big things for Tour Type Modifieds are you've had the Richie Evans Memorial, the Speed Weeks Championship, and then since John's passing, they've done the 76th lap race on Wednesday night for him. So we've won the Evans race in the past multiple times, but never won the Blewett Memorial and never won a championship. So we're able to check off two things off the list of things you want to accomplish in your career. So anytime you can do that, you can, even if you could check a few of those off in an entire season, let alone 1 week, we were able to do that. Plus, we picked up the win at Bronson Speedway to kick off Speed Weeks the prior Saturday, and that's a track I've never won at, only raced there for the first time last year. So really almost check three things off the list that we never done before, and like I said, we may not do that the rest of the season, so it was definitely a good week to start out the year.
A lot of success, no doubt, over the course of the last week and a half. 6 nights of racing, 5 straight at New Smyrna Speedway. No rainouts the entire time down there. So how taxing is it for you as the driver and your race team to run, what, 6 of 7 nights, different length events ranging from 35 to 100 laps with really no break?
Yeah, it's the toughest thing you could do in modified racing, I believe. And we spent 7 straight days at the racetrack. The Sunday day after Bronson is tech day at New Smyrna, but you work as hard that day as you do any other. So you spend 7 straight days at the racetrack, and it's tough to get help to be able to take the week off and travel to Florida. And we had an unfortunate accident in the pit area on Tuesday morning where one of my key crew members was injured when a pit car pinned his leg against the race car and actually broke the bone in his lower leg. And he had to have surgery, spend a couple days in the hospital, and is still recovering in Florida before he can travel back to his home state of New York. So we were a man down, and we really had to rally together. Probably going to make the championship really a lasting memory and even extra special because of that situation, and certainly something we wanted to achieve for our fallen guy to pick up the whole morale of the entire team.
Well, obviously unfortunate circumstances, but to start off the season like that way, it's like you said, going to be a memory that'll last with that win. But you've got the nickname Big Money Matt, and I heard that before I got the chance to go and watch you guys race for the first time last year. You've checked three things off your list for 2018, but where can we expect to maybe see you run this year on the tour, or where are we going to see Matt Hirschman racing?
Right now, the plan is for a similar schedule to what we did last year. I really, knowing when you're going to Speed Weeks, it's almost like that's like a season in itself, and then once we get through that, now it's like time to plan the rest of the year. And we do have one race planned in March, and that's going to be the opener for the Wheel and Modified Tour at Myrtle Beach Speedway. I've had success there in the past. Really like racing at that racetrack. That's a fun event. And then really the bulk of our schedule is really going to be start picking up in May and then right full throttle straight through summer into fall. And we extend the season as long as you possibly can, going right to the Turkey Derby on Thanksgiving weekend in November. So we're going to be a little light maybe in April, and that's something we did last year, but it really worked out well for us because after racing in February and then March, a little bit of a regroup and really prepare for a full season ahead of us with a lot of racing. So it's probably going to be very similar. And I know what's next, but beyond that, I don't have everything set in stone yet.
Now, we've seen a little bit of resurgence in modified racing in New England. Not that it's ever been weak by far, and in New York. A lot of different tours have popped up, MTS, the Valente Tour, the NASCAR Modified Tour, ROC. But in New Smyrna, the biggest car count since 1993, so a resurgence for that event as well. What do you attribute that to as we have seen about not quite a 50%, but close to a 50% increase in just the last 3 or 4 years down at New Smyrna Speedway?
Well, in general, modified racing is really strong, but there are probably a few too many options for people, and it spreads the cars out, and that's why sometimes you don't have full fields, but there's really too many options for us, to be honest. As far as New Smyrna goes, they really cleaned that up down there. You got to give credit to Ricky Brooks and his staff. For years, and when we first attempted to try and race at Speed Weeks, we found out the hard way that the cheating was and was kind of out of control down there, and people had specialized motors and components for the car that were just for Florida, and it just got to the point where you realize quick that you weren't going to compete with that unless you did that, and you're really not learning anything towards the rest of the season. So for a few years we stopped going, but really the last 5 years is probably been where they've taken that over, and they've really just tried to build it back up. And the last 2 years has been really strong, and I don't see any reason why it won't be right there next year as it has been the last 2 years. So that's really a positive. And now you know going down there that you're going to be racing against a level playing field. And I think the result, it shows in the results. There's no one car that's dominating. We were able to pick up one win last year, one win this year. You know going down there, Ryan Preece is going to be fast. And there was new winners last year, new winners this year, first-time winners. So it's really the program is back to where it's really something to look forward to going back down there. And for the people that can't go, the attention is there again. People are watching from at home and following along because it's noteworthy again, and that's really a positive for modified racing.
Absolutely. Fantastic racing all week, a great car count. It was fun to watch. Matt, as always, thanks for joining us here on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Great to see you down in Florida and catching up here on the show, and best of luck to you later this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Absolutely. Matt Hirschman, the Tour Type Modified Champion at New Smyrna Speedway, breaking a three-year streak that Ryan Preece had going down there, winning that championship. And speaking of Preece, Hannah, what a roller coaster week it was for him. Won twice, breaking on opening night, won the Richie Evans Memorial, the last race of the season, and went over the wall to begin his week at Bronson Speedway in a practice session. Talk about the highs and lows of a six-day period for Ryan Preece.
That poor guy. I genuinely enjoy Ryan Preece, and seeing him in the pits, he's always very conversational. We'll stop me and say hello, and I was walking through the pits prior to the race, and he was sitting on the ground in the dirt, leaned up against his modified, and I was like, are you okay? And he goes, I am tired. He's like, it's a good thing we're racing next because I'm exhausted. And I just was making sure that he was okay. Saw the video of him going over the wall, like you said. I mean, he cleared the fence almost in that modified. And that poor man was just up and down all week long. But, I mean, he prevailed through, obviously capturing a win there. Good to see him in victory lane, but it's almost like his highs were as high as his lows. If he wasn't winning, he was down for the count. So it'll be an interesting... it'll be interesting to see how this carries into the rest of the season for Preece, knowing he's got his hands full with not only a modified schedule, but also his Xfinity schedule.
A couple of wins for Ryan Preece over the week, including the Richie Evans 100, but broke while leading the race on opening night, and that cost him quite a bit, and broke later in the week as well while running toward the front of the field. So we'll catch up with Ryan Preece here in the coming weeks. More on New Smyrna when we come back.
Live sports are the one true reality entertainment, where a single dramatic moment can become timeless. In NASCAR, Motor Racing Network's live broadcasts elevate your senses to the sights, sounds, and struggles taking place on the racetrack.
Danica Patrick to the front of the field at Talladega. They are side by side behind her. Jimmy Johnson.
The power of radio to the imagination of the listener. Tune in to the Motor Racing Network. Visit MRN.com for an affiliate list in your local area.
MRN's Throwback Thursday, the greatest races in NASCAR history.
Richard Petty comes to the outside of Benny Parsons, and ladies and gentlemen, it will be Richard Petty victorious in the STP Dodge.
Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on MRN.com or the MRN app.
Dale Earnhardt has won the Daytona 500.
On demand in the MRN.com Media Center or on iTunes and Google Play.
Jeff Gordon wins the Southern 500 and the Winston Noble $5 million bonus.
Throwback Thursday on MRN.com. This is NASCAR Coast to Coast on MRN.com. Now, back to Kyle Rickey and Hannah Newhouse.
Wrapping up this edition of NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network, we also want to congratulate Cole Anderson, who dominated the Pro Late Model division, winning five races and the week-long championship at his home racetrack at New Smyrna Speedway. His Gunslinger Racing team, owned by Mike Skinner, also located just 10 minutes up the road from the track. And Hannah, Skinner did well as well, running, I believe, top five most of the week.
Yeah, Mike Skinner actually didn't finish outside of the top three, I believe. Him and Cole Anderson, top three finishes all week. Those two put on a great show, and actually the very last night that the Pro Late Models ran on Saturday, Bubba Pollard, who's a big name in late model racing, showed up, jumped behind the wheel, hoping to maybe contend for the win, wasn't there in his equipment, but Skinner and Cole Anderson was just absolutely dominant. It was every time I was in victory lane with them taking photos, they got to add a finger to the hand when they were doing victory lane photos. 3, 4, 5, and Anderson just said it was great for his team and Skinner to kick off the season, both with extremely dominant cars.
Yeah, very successful week for that entire team. Florida Modifieds, they were also in action. Jerry Simmons claimed the track title after finishing second this past Saturday night in the season finale. A rough and tumble division, Hannah, from night number one. I think they took the green flag in their first feature after the K&N race and sent one car upside down going into turn number one. And that was pretty much, with the exception of maybe a race or two in the middle of the week, kind of the theme of the week for that division.
It definitely was, but I got to hand it to those teams that were with the Florida Modifieds. Their car count may not have been there and as excessive as the Tour type mods, but when something happened on the racetrack, whether they were upside down or in the wall on night two, they were there night three. Those teams thrashed all night long, all week, to make sure that they could consistently keep, you know, the car count that was there. So hats off to all those teams, because I can only imagine having a wrecked race car in the middle of a nine-night spree of racing. So great racing, lots of contact, but that's sometimes what the fans want to see, and they made sure that they did.
Late nights, early mornings, and other teams, other team members helping other teams, all coming together, a big family there in the Florida Modifieds. Congratulations to Jerry Simmons on picking up that championship. Overall, a great week. Car counts in all classes were up, and for short tracks across the country, that is key. The more teams you have competing, the more fans you can get in the grandstands. Great parity in each class, as we have talked about. Some new champions leaving with the big trophy as well. A lot of momentum heading into the new short track season. Hannah, your final thoughts from nine nights of racing on the beach?
That I need a nap, because I still haven't recovered. I drove home Monday, and I got home at 7:30, and I saw my roommates today, actually, at noon, and I hadn't seen them in 12 days, and they were concerned if I was alive, because it was just taxing, but it was a great way to start the season off. Looking forward to getting back to the racetrack, seeing a lot of these drivers at different locations throughout the country, and ready for some more short track racing. It's where my heart's at.
But where else would you rather be for 10 consecutive nights in the middle of February?
I mean, really. Right. I have a suntan.
And it was like 75 degrees every day.
Yes. I've got a tan in February. I mean, what more could I ask for?
Absolutely. And no doubt, hopefully these last couple of weeks gives momentum for short track racing across the country. And soon we'll be talking about those short tracks opening up their gates here on NASCAR Coast to Coast as their 2018 season opens up. Want to thank K&N winner Todd Gilliland and New Smyrna Tour Type Modified champion Matt Firstman for joining us on the show today. For Hannah Newhouse and producer Craig Moore, I'm Kyle Ricci. We'll see you back here next week on NASCAR Coast to Coast here on the Motor Racing Network.
You've been listening to NASCAR Coast to Coast, brought to you by Hercules Tires on MRN.com. NASCAR Coast to Coast can also be found on MRN.com, iTunes, and YouTube. NASCAR Coast to Coast has been a production of the Motor Racing Network. All rights reserved.